Hi everyone, my name is Chris Noring. I work at Microsoft. In this video about Vue, we'll talk about input. Now, input is one of those really crucial things when it comes to web applications in general. We need a way for the user to input data so that we can store that data somewhere. Looking here at markup initially, we see that we are using an input tag. We are used to inputting text or whatever else we want in this tag. To help us, we have a directive. Now, this directive is called vModel, and you will see that all directives in Vue is using a syntax called v-something. So in this case, it's v-model. Now, the vModel, for short, is pointing to a piece of data called person.name, and we also have a placeholder to make it easy for the user to understand what they should input. And we also output the content so we can see this content changing. Because when we use vModel, we actually get a two-way binding. Now, a two-way binding means that if we do a change in the view, it will be reflected in JavaScript code. If we do a change in JavaScript code, we will see that change happening in the view as well. And that's what we mean by the whole double binding. It happens in both directions. To understand more about what this person name is, let's have a go to index.js. And in index.js, we bootstrap our application, and as part of that, we have this data property. And this data property returns an object. And as part of this object, we have person, and which points to an object, and the object itself has a name property, which means that when we show this in our Vue application, it will resolve to Chris. I'm Chris, by the way. Without further ado, let's have a look at the web browser for this and see how our Vue application is running. We see here in our Vue application that we have our input field. We can select this and we can see that this corresponds to the markup that we have. We also see that the value has resolved to Chris because it's looking at person name, which had the value Chris. And now we're going to try out this vModel directive and see what actually goes on. So remember I said this is a two-way binding. So if I were to actually add value here, you can see that the value is instantly being reflected. And this is because of the vModel. So now it has gone back to the JavaScript part of the application and changed this value for us. So that's how vModel works. This is how input works. Let's have a look at another example of vModel. So you can see that this is a very reoccurring theme in Vue applications. So far, we've seen how we can use the vModel directive to handle inputs for input elements. We can also be using vModel in other places. So, for example, we could use it with lists. Here we have a list that we have already encoded in markup. Let's try to uncomment this so we see what's going on. There we go. Now, a list in HTML consists of the select element, but it also consists of one or many option elements as child elements. And one of the first things we're going to do is to create a list of options. So for that, we use the v4. Now v4 points to something called shipping types. We will look at that one in a sec. But essentially shipping types is a list. And for each item in the list, we ensure that we create one new option. To keep track of selection in this list, we add vModel as a directive. And we point to selected type. So selected type will contain the selected value. And that's essentially how we could be using this. And to keep track of the selections as we are doing them, let's ensure that we show a selected type value at all points. So as soon as we do a selection, this value will be changed. So vModel and a v4. There's also things such as where we bind the value element to type name, and this is just us going through each item in the list and saying this is the value, this is the title, the thing that shows if you hover over the element, and a key here. When it comes to keys, this is about making it easy for Vue and tell Vue how to optimize. We don't need to really care. The only thing is that we need to point out something that's unique. And for us, uniqueness spells the type name. But let's have a look at the shipping types. If we look at our data model, we see that shipping types is a list and it contains of a list of objects. Each object consists of a name property, a UFO and spaceship, And we also have the selected type where our selection will end up. And this is the one we point out in vModel. Let's have a look in the browser how this works. So now that we've saved it, ensure it's saved there. And now let's go to the browser. In our browser, we now see that we have this new element here, this select list. So quick hover over this, we see that it's a select list, and we see that shipping types have created one option for each element. So UFO has its own option, spaceship has its own option, but there's also the default one that we created. This is really good to have. This is feedback to the user to say, hey, you need to do something. So at this point, let's change the let's change the shipping type. So we change it to UFO, and we see that the value changes to UFO. And this is all about the vModel binding and us binding to this selected value. And now we change to spaceship, and we can see again that the value is changing. So the whole crew, or the whole core of this lesson in using vModel, is that we can use vModel, but we can also use it for various types of input elements, not just input, but also select. I didn't show you radio button and checklist and so on, but definitely vModel can be used throughout.